in the 50s, when we went on holiday, we always went by train. But during the 50s, 51 period, they were beginning to have trips to the continent. Because before that time, you just did not go to the continent. So my cousin and I, we decided we would like to go on the continent. So we booked with Swan Travel Agency in Swansea. It was in Alexandra Road in Swansea. And we were going to Eagles in Austria. The price of the holiday was £22. Bed, breakfast and evening meal. They asked us, did we want to travel first, second or third class? I had heard that travelling on the continent third class, you were travelling on slatted seats, travelling overnight from France to Austria. So I thought that was going to be hard. You know, it would be very difficult to get any sleep on slatted seats. So we decided we'd travel second class and we paid an extra pound. We caught the train because you didn't have buses going to London at that time. So we caught the train to Paddington and the underground from Paddington to London Victoria. At London Victoria, there was the boat train. And there was a special part, the London Victoria train station, that was reserved for the boat train. Because we'd heard about this in the cinema. We'd read about it in books, people going on the boat train. And we felt very grown up and very glamorous. So we had our cases, no trolley cases at that time. We carried our luggage. We got on the train and it stopped in Dover. There was the boat that you were going on and you had to climb up all the steps. And we were on the boat and I remember we didn't like to leave our cases anywhere in case they might be pinched. So we took them everywhere with us, you know. We went, when we got in to Calais, that we all got off the boat and like you see the Japanese today with an umbrella, there was a fellow there, the courier, with a big placard saying Eagles. So we all went to him and he took us to another train that was taking us to Paris and then got off the train in Paris and then he was there again with his placard and he put us on the train to Eagles for the overnight journey. We were sitting in a compartment with, we were young, we were about 20, older people with us. So, but we were quite happy about it, you know. But we thought, well, we'll go down and have a look at the third class compartments. And when we went down there, oh, there were all young people there, all talking together. And there was a lot of noise and some, you know, they all seemed to be all together enjoying themselves. And we thought we would rather be with them than in our compartment. But we came back and we did have a good night's sleep. We had a very nice hotel in Eagles. Dances in the hotel in the night. And the local lads attended the dances. More than likely, they wanted to, they sort of, there were a couple of, about six young people on the coach, English people, or should I say Welsh, should I say British. And so they used to always ask us to dance. We were never short of partners. I think they wanted to practice their English. I remember we went to the Zugspitz mountain, which separates Germany from Austria. And there was a passage going through the mountain. We went in Austria and we came out in Germany. Because we were told to take our passports. I don't know what my cousin and I thought we were going because we just went in summer clothes. Well, we were not at the top of the mountain, but a good two-thirds of the way up, and it was cold. There was snow everywhere. But as it was an experience, it taught me something. Always carry a coat if you don't know where you're going. I went again about 2 years later to Paris. Now, I was in the civil service and we went with the Whitehall Travel Agency. And this time we stayed at the Sorbonne in Paris. And we only had bed and breakfast. We paid £15 for travel from London to Paris, our accommodation in the Sorbonne and our breakfast. We spent a fortnight in Paris and we saw everything that was to be seen. All the coach travel was included. You didn't have to pay anything else extra because we went everywhere. We went to Versailles, Le Petit Trianon. We went to the Hotel des Invalides, the Arc de Triomphe, Eiffel Tower. One evening, we had our dinner in the Sorbonne restaurant, and we went to one of the cafes, and we were all of us chatting together. And then the waiter came over to us with a note and a bottle of wine. And he said to us, "This note is from that gentleman over there." And we looked, you know, and it was a middle-aged to elderly gentleman who nodded and smiled at us. And the note said that he was the Minister for Education for Canada. And he could hear us chattering, and he wondered if we were from Wales. And if we were, could he come and talk to us? So we said yes, we were from Wales. So he came and joined us. We didn't mind. But what he wanted to discuss with us was he knew that the Welsh language was well used in Wales. And he was wondering the balance between the Welsh and the English and how it was taught in schools. Because in Canada, they have French and English. So we told him all we knew. We thought he would want to know on all we knew about the education system in Britain. He thanked us very much. He bought us another bottle of wine, and then he went. Those were the two holidays I had abroad in the 50s. The other years, we went to guest houses. We didn't go to hotels. But we went to guest houses, lots of the seaside resorts on the south. We went to Torquay and Southsea, Bournemouth.
Can you remember how much it cost you, those holidays, British holidays?
We wrote to the tourist part of the local authority, their local authority. And we asked, could you give us a list of the hotels and guest houses and boarding houses in the area? And they used to send it back. And then we'd have the prices. And I think they were probably about 15 shillings, i.e. 75 pence per night for a bed and breakfast. And we always had bus trips. There were always bus trips advertised along the promenade. So you decided which places you wanted to go to. You booked them and paid your money, and you went on the bus trips.